This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday.
Funky!
Happy Hour Friday. Final hour for us as well. Thanks for being with us all week long. We appreciate it. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes from now, actually more like 15 minutes from now, we'll take a look at some of the other preseason games going on this weekend and some of the other storylines to look into as some teams playing their starters, some teams not. Obviously, a lot of rookies out there trying to impress. So we'll get to some of that. We'll get to an AMA, as always, at 140 to wrap things up. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Just need you to call in and ask us anything, and we will answer. We'll get to the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes.
You know, when they say two people are like, they might be two different scenarios, but they're kind of the same person. I saw this video this morning of this woman on the beach got arrested because she had, like, a little bikini on, right? Looked nice in it. But a woman called the police on her because she felt it was, like, indecent or whatever. Those are the same people who run the HOA.
That's right.
The same exact people.
I wouldn't be surprised if the woman that called is in charge of her local HOA.
Yeah, she's the same one at the pool that calls the cops because the young lady or mom has a bikini on, and you over there with your frumpy ass. All right? You over there with your grown woman bikini with the little skirt thing around it.
I feel like a lot of times that comes from a place of jealousy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Get your ass in the gym. Okay? All right, because you know who she ain't offended? Nobody but your ass.
Nobody else.
And them kids don't care that. I don't want you looking like that in front of my kids. You see little Johnny over there? You think Johnny offended over there?
Johnny's having a great time.
Johnny's having a great time.
This is one of the biggest days of little Johnny's life.
Yeah, he's having a good time over there.
This is
going to
be seared into his memory for a long time.
Yeah, I was just
time.
Talking about it. I saw that this morning. I was like, did you call the police because she had a bikini on?
You know who else isn't offended?
Who?
Your husband.
No, he is not
offended.
Okay, and you know that too. That's why you called the cops.
That's why.
Because you saw old Dave. That, he got them dark shades on for a reason.
When you call the police on a situation like
say?
That, what do you say?
I don't know.
Because you have to call 911, right?
Yes. I would like to report somebody.
I've got a bikini emergency.
Got a bikini on. Like, really?
This is the emergency line, ma'am. I know. It's an emergency.
Why don't you try it on? I bet you would look good in it. I bet you would. Not you, Andy.
No, I know you're not talking about me.
Yeah.
I'm just envisioning HOA Karen. I don't want to
see
that.
But do they actually even show up, though?
What,
like,
police?
You say there's somebody out here
in decent
exposure.
They arrested the girl.
They did?
They arrested her on the beach. She had on, they put her in handcuffs and everything.
For
she had a, she
like,
had a,
exposure?
Yeah, she had a thong bikini on.
Oh, I thought you could wear those.
I did, too. Like, what are you doing?
Is if you're HOA Karen, do you call a second time if it's a bike cop that shows up?
I don't know.
Because you just want that woman removed.
You want her removed. I'm like, what?
You
want
to throw the book
what
at
are we
her.
Doing? Like, ain't no, she ain't bothering nobody but you.
Nah, nobody.
You.
But also, I don't know, what's the law? You know what I mean? Like, just because you're offended doesn't make it offensive.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And this applies broadly in life. Just because you're offended doesn't mean it's offensive.
How do
That's
cheeks,
a you thing.
How are cheeks offensive?
I don't know. Well, I mean, no. You know. Not those ones.
Yeah.
Not, but, doesn't sound like the ones you're talking about.
No, but I'm saying.
Now, you know, I've seen some offensive cheeks.
I know.
But normally that's on like, and it's not offensive.
It's used on a plumber.
Right.
Yeah. 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 You know, with the, for some reason, it's just one thing.
Or if you ever go to a nude beach, it's not what you think.
No.
But also, you went to a nude beach.
But you went to a nude beach.
That's on you.
Okay. I've went to one, and I will never go back. Mm. All right? Now, and you know the reason why, and I'm sure everybody who knows, yes, that those things are true. It's mostly elderly people.
It is, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
All right? It is. And if you know elderly
people. Those
can
be some offensive cheeks.
They don't give a damn.
Yeah.
All right?
They don't.
Oh.
That's where I've seen offensive cheeks at the YMCA.
Old lads Braxton, he don't care. He don't give two damn. Because he's going to have that hat on and that butt. Yeah. But still.
Which I respect. I have a lot of respect for that.
I will always.
I can't wait to be 78 and naked. On a beach.
Why not?
Yeah,
it's exhilarating. But no, that's what I'm saying. Like, you actually called the cops and said, I'm offended by this woman, and I bet the cops say, well, what did she do? She has on a bikini that is not covering all her cheeks. Officer,
click. That's where it should
end. Thank you.
Click.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No like,
more.
Yeah, I just, that's why I was on. I was like, that's the HOA Karen, right?
Has to be.
Has to be. Mm-hmm. I did with a measure and tape for your lawn and stuff.
People that just for some reason decide that they were given some sort of authority.
Yes.
And they just got to kind of walk around and exercise it.
Yeah.
You know, at least in the HOA, like, I guess you are elected to a homeowners association, whatever. But that's public.
Yes.
You don't get to just decide what's okay in public.
God, anybody who runs for HOA president. I got some things. I got some
Does
thoughts.
Anybody ever really
I got
know
some thoughts about you.
Odd choice.
How much power they actually have.
I got some thoughts. Because the thing about the HOA.
Less than they think.
The HOA
can
people,
they remove you from your house? Can they make you sell your house?
People can make you lose your house.
Oh, they can.
They can?
Yeah. With all them fines and stuff, man. That's why I said, dog. It's a situation where people like her or this person, because it's men too that do it. So I don't want to put it all on women. But yeah,
There's HOA Terry's too.
There's some damn men that do it too. Hey, what you doing there? Mind my damn business, bruh.
Speaking of police,
mm-hmm.
The Atlanta Track Club and the Atlanta Police Foundation announced yesterday that 100% of registration proceeds from this year's Atlanta's Finest 5K will be donated to a fund supporting the family of DeKalb County Officer David Rose, who was recently killed in the line of duty.
Okay.
Officer Rose leaves behind two children mm-hmm. and a third expected later this year.
I love it.
So
good.
All the proceeds for Atlanta's Finest 5K are going to be donated.
Love it.
Yep.
Love
joke to be made there. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. The award for making the most of your opportunity in this year's camp goes to Casey Washington. And the award is a spot on the 53-man roster.
The fact that Andy, that he asked Michael, and then Michael came and did it, is just...
I love it.
You love it.
I love it.
And we had a chance to talk to Casey this while we were up at camp. And your dude has done everything... And he's gotten so many reps because Darnell Moody went down first day of camp. And I don't know where it was divided, like before recently, where he was on the depth chart or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this dude is right now running with the ones in that X position. Flanker, whatever, split in, whatever you want to call it. He is that guy. Now, Ray's still the third guy. Slot guy and all those different things. But this dude, if Moody's not ready to go week one, he's coming out the tunnel.
That's right.
Yeah, he's coming out the tunnel with the offensive starters because that is what he's done. We've watched it a couple of times. We've been out there. He's made big plays mm-hmm. and everything. And, I mean, that comes from hunger. And you know the familiarity with these two guys because these two dudes ran scout team together all year before Michael became a starter.
I bet, and maybe there's a couple – now with this year's camp, him getting into that spot, I bet there's no wide receiver on the Falcons team that's caught more passes from Michael Penix than Casey Washington.
I agree with you because the thing about it is even though they're not starting and they're on a scout team, they still get the game plan.
Right.
They still get the offensive game plan for that week. So that was some of the things, like Mike was saying, is that you're getting this whatever install or whatever. Well, we're together.
Mm-hmm.
I know we might not be playing, but let's go over this just in case something happens and one of us got to go in the game. So, yeah, I mean, that rapport is there between them two dudes.
Yeah. No, and again, like he has – obviously, it's not a great situation that Darnell Mooney hadn't been able to participate because he was banged up, and we just don't know. There's really no – outside of Penix kind of spilling the beans a little bit that he might be back for week one,
mm-hmm.
there's no confirmation elsewhere and might be is still not you know, that's not a guarantee. So, like you said, if Darnell can't go week one, at least Casey Washington can, right. And he's been a part of it, and you feel good about it. The other thing is, he's been able to step into that spot all throughout camp and do it at such a high level that you could leave Ray Ray over there. And you could kind of get everybody in the normal spots that they would be in right. if Darnell Mooney was on the field and get all that good same work that you'd want to get. So, yeah, Casey Washington has probably been the guy who's benefited the most of this lead in terms
yes.
of his
yes.
spot on the roster. Now, he probably won't play tonight, wouldn't think. He didn't.
That's right.
So. So just kind of looking at some projections on the 53-man. Jamal Agnew probably also going to be one of the wide receivers because he's in the return game. Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Ray-Ray McCloud, Kadarius Hodge. And then guys that are going to be out there tonight, I mean, David Sills.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Blair had a touchdown last Friday. So I don't, you know, the six might already be decided.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. And I think, you know, when you look at, like, next week's game against Dallas, I mean – some of the guys tonight that are playing are not going to play in that game.
Because
you're looking at it from
next Friday is going to be.
It's going to be rough.
It's going to be rough.
Yeah, but I think that you know when you look at it, there's right now maybe 10 guys for three spots right now. Mm-hmm. It's a possibility, you know. And then there's going to be some dudes that's been here for a couple of years that probably won't make the team because there's somebody maybe he was just drafted or maybe they brought mm-hmm. him in. He's going to take his spot. And there's guys, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to say guys from last year, draft class would not be on this team because I don't believe that. But, you know, then you get to a point where when do guys like Troy Anderson, where is he at?
Yeah.
Where is he going to be at, like you were just saying? Because those are roster spots,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so if you got to tell me that Troy's not ready and he's got to go on PUP to start the season.
That's 4 weeks.
Yes.
At least.
Yeah.
You have to be out 4 weeks if you start.
And so you got to find somebody to fill that roster mm-hmm. spot, mm-hmm. preferably at that position.
Right. That's the one that's probably the most, like, the most concerning.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you got other guys to throw the ball to, you know, and Casey Washington's done a good job.
His injuries are upper body, right?
Who?
Troy.
No, it was knee.
Oh, okay. Because I saw last time we were up there, I was out over in that field and saw him rehabbing. Looked like he was running around. Explosive,
yeah. Everything yeah. that you know,
yeah.
Everything he looks fine, but over by himself.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. He hasn't been a part of any of the stuff because he can't because he's pup list. So yeah, I mean that's a mystery. We have no answers on that whatsoever, which isn't great.
I know. Well, I'm trying to think. Like Andy, he hasn't done nothing all camp,
right? Outside of by himself.
Outside of by
right.
himself. So I mean, unless I see him Monday. I'm going to assume he's going to be on PEP.
Right. I know. It's not great. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk about some of the other games that are going on this weekend in the NFL, some of the other big storylines as well, stuff to watch. Rookies, backups, names you're familiar with, some starters playing in some games as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Whoa, whoa! That's like a little mashup. Nobody ever knew they needed.
Thank
but we
God
all,
it's,
but we all did.
Oh, yeah.
More perfect Friday song than this.
I mean, the weekend. This is officially the weekend has started.
It's here.
Yeah, we have. We,
you made it.
We because you make me happy. Yeah, but we've got our opinions on food trucks. You convinced your wife that food trucks are. I just talked to my wife. I ain't going to more food trucks. I ain't going to more food trucks.
I want to clarify.
No,
I want to clarify. No,
keep it this way.
I just want to make, because there are people out there driving around, maybe have food trucks or whatever.
No,
I got no problem with food trucks.
We have no problem with food trucks.
I have no problem
themselves.
With food trucks. And love I've gotten them. A lot of good food from
yes,
food trucks.
Love food trucks.
What I don't want to do is go with my wife and our two small children to a park where there's a bunch of food trucks parked on a hot ass asphalt parking lot. And then buy food truck food and then sit on the ground and eat it while we try to keep our kids out of the road.
Yes.
That
we love food trucks.
Isn't fun.
No. Me and Andy Bunker are pro.
We're pro food
all
truck.
Day food pro, truck.
That's why I just, that's all I wanted to clarify.
Yes.
Because I know there's folks out there.
No.
We got a lot of hard work and we might be on inside somebody's food truck right now.
We're always food truck. I love food truck food. I just hate the process of food truck with outings.
Yes.
Like
Food Truck Tuesdays.
If there's a food truck sitting outside.
Which again, I support the event. I'm just not going to it anymore.
No. So
I guess I don't support
it. I'm like, nah, baby, not tonight. What you want to do today? Enjoy my mortgage.
What a great way to put it.
Andy, that's what I want to do. That's what I want you to do today. It seems like it's been weeks since I've been outside and just chilling. I went out there yesterday because Bash wanted to go swimming. But it's like, because last weekend we were booked all weekend. Then the weekend before that, we were at my uncle's house. Yep. So it's been so long since I just got a chance to just go and just sit back there all day.
And I'll tell you.
That's what I'm doing today.
You got a good setup.
You
got a great backyard.
Yeah, I want to sit back there, enjoy my mortgage, get barbecue smoke in my face.
Yeah.
Mixed with cigar smoke.
Yeah, great combo.
Yeah, chasing liquor with Bush.
With the sun on your face.
No, I got to wait for that shade, though.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
with nice warm weather.
Yeah, I'm sorry I said that.
Maybe you get out in the sun a little bit.
No, I wait for that tree. It's about around like 4:20. You go behind that tree.
You get hot, jump in the pool maybe.
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
I'm good to go, dog.
Yeah. If my backyard was your backyard, I would go nowhere ever. It's a great. I mean, you got like a resort.
But she wanted
it's
that.
It's very
that,
nice.
But yeah, I'm like, why do you want to go to like other places that got pools when they got one?
You got one, exactly.
Yeah, so like, why would I pay?
We don't have to mix
this,
with other
this
people.
This is always the biggest debate because he had a little buddy who had a pool party at the Aqua Center over in Snellville. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, she's like, I'm gonna take Bash. I'm like, well, we got a pool here. Bash likes our pool, and I was like, and he gonna want to leave that one. And right, so can you call? Can you FaceTime me? Tell him to get in the car. Bash, get in the car. No. No.
Yeah, man.
I was like, all right, dog.
That's Jack's favorite word right now, too.
But it's so funny because he likes, like, he only says yes when it's time to go outside. Want to go outside, Bash? Yes. And he says it with such.
With like
a fist pump.
With a fist pump.
So
that's great.
Everything else, Bash, you want? No. 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 But yeah, only thing he says yes for is pool.
I think I've told you this too about Jack. Like the no used to be like it was like a real long, annoying no. He'd be like, no.
Yes.
And I'm like, clean that up. Nobody likes that around here. And get that attitude out of here.
Your sister. Sassy ass no boy.
Sassy nose. There's enough sass coming from that redhead over
there,
right?
Sassy ass no boy.
Yeah. You better give me a manly no, all right? But now he does. Now his nose are like little jabs.
Hell
and he's so quick with them, he gets them out before I even say anything. I'm like, hey, bud, if we're going in the backyard, we got to put some shoes on. Nope.
Yeah.
What do you mean, no? All right, okay, fine. At least we got to put some bug spray on. There's mosquitoes.
No.
All right, well, I'm putting bug spray on you, okay?
I want to be itchy.
Cover your face.
Yeah, dog.
I'm putting bug spray on.
I love it. Andy, did you know there was naked folks out in Dawsonville?
Yes. Yeah, there's a community.
I did not know that.
There's a naked folks, and then there's a swingers community somewhere, too.
Really?
Yeah, somebody, remember we were talking about swingers recently. I don't know why.
But I don't know why.
Trust me, we were.
Okay.
It came up. I don't know why.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody sent me, I think up in Woodstock.
Okay.
There's like a community of swingers up there.
Get out!
Yeah.
I mean, it's all kind of woo-wows up there.
I think that's where Bo Morgan lives up there in Woodstock. I don't know if he's a swinger. I'm just saying. I think he lives up there.
I bet there's all kind of that woo-wow in a community of swingers.
What does that mean?
That woo-wow?
It's the second time today, okay. And I don't know. I mean, context clues, I think I know
okay,
what it means.
Okay, then that's all you got is use the context of the clues.
Okay.
All right, use the context of the clues.
You might have to go get a shot or something.
Yeah, that woo-wow.
Yeah, probably. I think that's probably a concern when
you
start mingling in the swinger crowds.
Yeah, I would think
but wouldn't
so.
You think they'd kind of make sure they'd be clean, though, too?
I would think so. You would hope so.
But you're going to be out there sharing.
Yeah.
Don't share that. You're already sharing a lot.
I would think so. Yeah, but we love Dawsonville. I didn't know they were necking in Dawsonville.
Love Dawsonville. Shout out to Old Dad's
man.
Wings. I don't know. I don't know what Old Dad's up to.
Yeah.
Who knows? What I do know one thing they're up to. They just opened up their first brick and mortar location.
Really?
Up there in Dawsonville.
Nice.
Yeah, grand opening.
Nice.
They're actually
nice.
Looking for people that need for workers and stuff. So if you're looking for a job in the Dawsonville area, hit up my folks at Old Dad's.
Yeah, I mean, or you can go up there and get naked because they have a naked community.
Who told you that? How do you know that?
Somebody just tweeted us that. He says, I understand about the new beach. There is a nude colony in Dawsonville.
Colony.
That's exactly what he said. I'm not going to see the rest of it, but he said, I delivered the furniture there.
Oh, okay.
A few years ago.
Okay.
It's like a legit neighborhood.
He said they were oddly friendly.
I wouldn't think that wouldn't be odd to me at all.
Oddly friendly. Like,
I would have to think you'd be
like,
real sure, friendly
but,
to be in,
okay, so
in
it's
a nudist
community. So is it like I stay in like a community, right?
Right. Like, yeah, you have like a HOA and all that.
Like a neighborhood. Yeah.
Is it like that? Like, is it like that? Where it's like houses and like.
And that's just one of the prerequisites.
If
you're going to go
walk
buy a house
naked?
In there.
Oh, this house looks amazing, honey. I can't believe, look at the, and it's got a nice backyard and a pool.
Yeah.
What's the catch? And then the realtor's like, all right, there is one thing. There's one thing they didn't have listed on the listing.
Yeah.
All your neighbors will be nude always.
Yeah, that's
and you also have
is
to
Is that
be.
Required? Like, if you go check your mail, you have to be naked?
I don't know, man. I don't know how those,
Or is it just like community
how the
events?
Rules work.
Like, this weekend is the community barbecue. Everybody's going to be naked?
Yeah, just curious.
I don't know.
I don't know. Someone
please inform us. Somebody lives there.
No, we're not saying we're not anti-food truck.
I don't mind Mike.
Mike, we're telling we like food trucks.
We love food truck
I'm
food.
Just saying I don't
want to go to food truck Tuesday.
I don't want to go to food truck Tuesdays anymore.
I don't want to go to food truck Tuesday.
And I took it as a big win because last night, you know how hard it is to get, even if your wife agrees with you on something like that, it's hard to get her to come along.
Yes.
I was like, just tell me this.
Yes.
Have we ever done it and had fun? Every time we do it, we drive home and we're like, whew, that was tough.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, you're right about that.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I love food trucks. I just don't want to go to food truck Tuesday. Because Lilbert's is food truck Friday. No. Wait, she wanted to go to the one in North. Is it Norcross Bow? Is that where it is? Over by the
Duluth.
Duluth. Yeah. Food truck is Friday is in Duluth. Don't have a good time. I don't. It's you got to be sitting in this grass, this little patch of grass. There's a little water hole that the kids get wet in.
There's areas with tables out there on that one, though.
But you know what I'm talking about? There's the band playing, all that. And I'd just be ready to go. I'd just be ready to go as soon as I get there.
I just feel like there's restaurants, you know?
Yeah, I'd be ready to go. What's his name?
And they have AC.
Mike's guy's spot name is called Wood Smoke Circle M Barbecue.
Okay.
All right.
And I support
pulled
that.
Pulled poke.
And him,
brisket, chicken. Damn, that sounds good as hell.
It sounds great, yeah. And I bet it is. And I, if you know, if they were at a location, they pulled up with the food truck, and I was there. I would love it.
I go buy it.
But if it was in a like a parking lot with a bunch of other ones,
yes.
And it was an event on a Tuesday,
yes.
And then I had to buy the food and then go sit in the grass with some kids that are going to every 5 seconds try to run onto Atlanta Road and yes. get hit by a semi truck.
Yeah, I'm good.
Then
on
I don't want to do that. I'm good that on doesn't that. Sound fun at all.
I'm good on that. Man.
Let's go in the backyard with the fence. And the bugs.
What?
The bug spray.
That's too easy.
It's too easy.
That's too easy.
All right. There's a bunch of preseason games this weekend. Obviously, the Falcons and the Titans tonight. The Chiefs and the Seahawks tonight as well. Jalen Milroe had a nice performance
okay.
in the first game.
Yeah. He was okay. I mean, I think the biggest thing that they did, they let him use his legs.
Yeah.
They let him use his legs. Let me
ask you one thing just about that. Because I was just thinking about quarterback situations. And I know Jalen Milroe is not going to be the starter in Seattle. What do you... Where's your like your expectation for Sam Darnold?
I don't have any.
Mm. It's
and
crazy,
and
right?
The reason I don't. One thing about NFL quarterback is when you find a situation where you have a great year under a quarterback coach or great offensive
coordinator,
line,
yeah.
coordinator, whatever, and then you leave, I don't trust you. Mm. I don't trust you.
Yeah, and I also think those final two games for Darnold
yeah,
did such a disservice. I just
you.
Think people would.
I'm not saying he can't play.
Say he
I don't
played
trust
really
you.
Well in
I don't
those
trust
games, you know, because he played great all year, right? He got yeah. a $40 million a year contract and all that. But those last two games linger so
yes.
much with people.
Yes.
In terms of, all right, so that's not the answer to this one. If it's not the Browns, and it is the Browns, but take the Browns out of it, what's the worst quarterback situation in the NFL?
I think the Jets.
Really?
Mm hmm. I love Justin Fields.
Yeah.
I'm not sold. I'm not sold.
I'm not saying it's a great.
I'm not sold.
I'm not saying it's a great quarterback. In fact, I don't think I agree.
The
it's
Giants.
Not a good one. Yeah. At least they just drafted a guy and you don't know yet. What about the Colts?
I was about to get to that game because Daniel Start. I mean, is Daniel Jones going to start? It does look like Anthony Richardson is going to play.
Uh huh.
And so. That might be right there with the damn
Cleveland. It's right there
with
the Browns. It's right there. Cause
it's right there.
Because clearly, you know, clearly the young guy isn't there yet.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he ever will be. It takes a long time to get there. People get fired along the way. Like, that coaching staff's got to do something. But the answer that they have is Daniel Jones.
Yep.
I don't know.
And you mean to tell me that Shane and Chris Ballard are – putting their jobs, because their jobs are on the damn line.
Oh, yeah.
And Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson.
That's what they're doing. Which, again, like, I think you're less likely to get fired probably with Daniel Jones, but not that much less likely. Yeah. Dayball's still employed somehow.
Yeah.
In New York. Are they just paying the, like, the reverse karma tax of, like, you had Peyton and Andrew Luck for all those years?
It could be.
And now you got to deal with this?
Yeah, because.
So now
I mean,
the Packers never have to pay that
this
tax.
This is a bad look for them, man. But, I mean, other than that.
There's three or four that are kind of in there, but they're one of them.
The
Browns are one of
bad.
Them.
And then yeah. we know Caleb Williams is going to play this weekend. So we'll get a start.
Saints, yeah. The Saints are bad, too.
Yeah.
Now, again, they did just draft a guy in the second round, so we'll withhold judgment.
They love Spencer Rattler. Bo said, yeah.
That they do. Yeah. That they did. Bo does, too. Loves him.
Really?
I don't know.
We have a love-hate
kind of has to, doesn't he? Yeah. Like, all right, we'll come back and get to an AMA. The phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. We got six phone lines. Let's load them up on a Funk Friday. We'll answer all your questions next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anything. Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA every single day to wrap up the show. Do want to remind you, another fresh episode of the Off The Cuff podcast was recorded before the show today. And I'll go so far as to say that if you check it out in about 20 minutes, it'll be better than the Taylor Swift appearance on New Heights podcast.
She made her boyfriend so much money. Hold on, let me find it, because it was right.
I think more people are going to listen to it, too.
Yes. It was unreal how much money.
You were giving me all
Taylor
the numbers.
Swift, okay, this is when she won. It was 379 million views on Instagram, 61.6 views on X, 35 on TikTok.
Wow.
This is millions.
Yeah.
15 million on YouTube, 1.3 million live viewers. The episode stream crashed. All right, they passed 300, made them 3 million followers on Instagram, 400,000 new YouTube subscribers. Like, she just made her boyfriend so much bread.
So much money.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, man. Because they already were making tons of money on that podcast.
Yes.
They played it perfect, too. Because that podcast has grown to huge popularity just because they're so fun and honest and all that. They could have done this at any point.
Yes.
They decided to do it. Obviously, she has an album coming out. So she wanted to announce that there, but well played.
Yes.
Very
well played.
So maybe a few less people are going to listen to our podcast today.
That's it.
But I'm saying it is good, though.
Yes.
Randy had a great story.
It's awesome.
It's funny. We can cuss on it.
Yes.
So
it's awesome.
Check out the Off the Cuff podcast. All right, let's start with Chris, who's in Suwannee. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Chris.
Hey, first time caller, long time listener. I heard Wesley yesterday, you guys talking to him about the Falcons. I pumped up. I got Bijan in my fantasy, but that was a Wesley Financial timeshare guy. So I said, I'm going to call today because I got a serious question to you guys.
All right.
You're talking about Dawsonville. Did you know that they're going to rename Dawsonville?
Get the button ready, bud.
Is this a joke setup?
They're renaming it. They're renaming it to Throbbing.
Uh-oh. Wah, wah. Wah, wah.
Thanks for calling, though. All right, Vince is in Gwinnett. Hey, Vince.
Hey, what's up, fellas, man? Happy Friday, man.
Happy
first
Friday
of all.
To you, Vince. Thanks for calling
man,
in.
Man, you know what? Speaking of Taylor Swift, man, my son is written music for Taylor Swift, The Weeknd, and Bruno Mars.
Wow.
Man, he's 19. Ain't gonna lie to you. He says the dumbest stuff I've ever heard. And... Let me just ask y'all. Man, good Lord. Do y'all hear the dumb stuff with y'all kids?
Yes. Yes. All the time.
Well, my kids are only 2 and 4, so yes. it's too early to say they're saying dumb stuff.
You ain't. Like, I always say this all the time. It is so true, and it never fails with my kids, is that, like, people have had lived lives and everything before you put everything on an app. You know that.
Right. Or just have experienced people have done this.
Yes.
When did we realize that? Because I'll be honest, when I was 19, mm-hmm. I was the smartest person in the world, too.
Really?
I was sure that I knew all the stuff.
I never knew that. I was never.
You did?
Hey, Red, let me ask y'all this right here.
Oh, yeah.
Vince is still here.
He said he's a straight-A student from the best school in Gwinnett County. And guess what he told me? He's like, well, why are you a straight C student? And I'm sitting here like, dude, I wanted to just smack him, man. I'm sitting here like, what the hell?
Yeah, All right, Vince. All right, Vince.
Thank you.
Yeah, he might have got punched in the chest by that.
Congrats to your son, though.
Yeah.
Writing music for Taylor Swift and Bruno Mars. That's awesome right there.
But yeah.
Yeah, no, I was, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't like a bad person or anything that. I was just very sure that I was the first one.
I never was I know everything. I don't know why. Maybe because Angel would. I had a very quick to humble your ass mama. I did, man. So I just,
I do think my mom was very quick to like.
Yeah, I had a quick
pump me up.
Yeah, I had a quick to humble mama. Damn sure did.
All right, Decatur Slim is in Decatur, unsurprisingly.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm riding around with my kids who haven't written music for Taylor Swift and Bruno Mars.
Not yet.
I say, what's up, Andy and Randy?
What's up, Andy and Randy?
Hey, guys.
What's that?
Hey, one of my favorite steel shots of you, Randy, when you were playing was, as a Falcons fan, when you were jumping over those Saints players, man. So my question is, was that the most athletic play you've had? And Andy, what is the most athletic play that you've had in any sport?
I know what my boy's bunk is. What? A corner kick goal.
I did make a corner kick goal.
Yeah, corner
in
kick
high school
goal right there.
An Olympico.
I mean, I've jumped over people for a reason. That's so cool because it's a steal shot.
It's very cool.
Yeah, it's a steal shot.
What's cool to me about that, if I remember correctly, is that was your first preseason game.
Second,
okay. Second, yes. But you're a rookie.
Yes.
That's like one of the first times you've ever stepped on the field.
Yes.
And you're like, you know what I'll do?
Yes.
I'll just fly over these
guys. Yes, I jumped over somebody the previous game, but I got tackled at one.
Oh, man.
But it wasn't like that. It was just a hurdle. But, yeah, that right there, and no, I will never know why I did that. I was at the 5. I knew we were going to halftime because that was right before halftime. And I was like, we got to score. And I just jumped. And I didn't realize. That's when I was young, so I can do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I just jumped, went over them, landed. And the end zone popped back up. The coolest thing was the roll up.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because I landed on my back. When I hit the ground, I hit the roll up.
You know, that's funny. I've never seen the end of it. That's the only part of the play I've ever seen. I want to see that.
Yeah, I got to find it. I got to.
So not only did you jump from the 5 over those guys that are also NFL football players, you landed it and jumped up cool.
Yeah, it was like a roll and awesome. Yep, roll up.
What was it like to be one of the most athletic people in the world?
It's pretty damn cool, Andy.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Cool. It's pretty cool.
I bet it was.
It's pretty cool. And that thing,
thanks for including me in the question, too, the Decatur Slim.
It was on CNN. What was it? Play of the day?
Dude,
all that stuff.
Yeah.
Man.
No, yeah.
Yeah. It's on VHS somewhere.
Well, and when they do like the greatest sports photos of all time, it's always in there.
Yes.
Really great. All right. Dan is in Cumberland. Hey, Dan.
Man, I ain't hear what he said. They changed in the name to Dawsonville too, but that was corny.
Yes,
it was.
Andy, yeah, big one. Andy, being a Seattle guy, brother. One, I got two questions. Are you still a Seahawks fan? And two, how do you feel about Sam Darnold? What's your confidence level? I'm a little shaky on it. I'm still, I wish we still had Geno. I wanted to see what else he might be able to do. With what was left on his contract and stuff like that. So, how you feeling, Andy? Holla at me. Oh, and Randy.
Yes.
I installed a tight end middle screen, brother.
Yes.
So, my question is to you: should I go ahead and pop off the game with that?
Please do.
Tomorrow, or do it in the middle of the game, or what? Pop it off.
You know what? Wait, because it's too much going on. Let's make sure you run a couple plays to set it up. A couple plays off that action to set it up, and then do it.
Thank you, Dan. It's not like it was for like being a Seahawks fan. The only team that I'm still a fan of, like the way that I always have been, is the Huskies.
Okay.
I don't really know why. I mean, just move and not sure. But I still care about him. I want him to do well. I don't know. I'm not super confident in Sam Darnold.
I'm not either.
For the reason very similar to what you were saying earlier is like, I don't know, maybe being in the 49ers system and being around that fixed him and changed everything.
Maybe.
And then you saw it for a year in Minnesota. There's a lot of other examples of him not being like that. Mm-hmm. But the most recent one was him being good. Well, I guess the most recent one was those final two games of him not being great. But I don't know. I'm not super confident. Now, I think the defense is going to be good in Seattle.
Yes. They're young.
And I think they're going to run the ball a lot, and that'll help him.
The biggest thing with them is who's the runner? Chenault and one boy from Michigan.
Yeah, Ken Walker.
He's got to stay healthy.
Yeah, Ken Walker's got to stay healthy.
He's got to stay healthy.
Yeah. I think that they'll have a chance at the wild card.
I think it all depends on how that back of Matt Stafford, though, where that West goes.
Yes.
Where the West goes.
Yes, that's right. I agree with that. Connor is in Powder Springs. Hey, Connor.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I have a question. When it comes to the NIL, do they still have to do, like, meet a scholastic, you know, like a 3-point something?
No.
Oh, like not to get the NIL?
Not get the NIL, no.
But to stay eligible, you still...
Yes. Yes, stay eligible, yes. NIL, no.
As of today, we'll see how long this lasts, but as of today, they still are officially college students.
Yes.
So there is a standard of whatever it was. I don't know. What is it to stay eligible on the team?
Well, I don't see why it hasn't went up to... It's been, always been 2.0, right?
2.0?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. But no, there is no academic requirement. You just got to be eligible for it.
Right. So then I guess...
And if you can't get a 2.0 in college...
Yeah. If you're a good football player and they want you to be playing...
You will get a 2.0.
And you can't get a 2.0,
yes.
You really got to be trying hard really to not get hard a 2.0.
Yes.
But no, it's not directly tied to the NIL. But being on the field is tied to the NIL. So sort of, I guess, in a way it is. But no, not exactly. Q is in Loganville. Hey, Q.
Fellas, how y'all doing, man? Love the show.
Thank you, Q. Love you.
Hey, got a question, man. Y'all had DJ Shock on earlier this week. I heard him on the radio earlier this week, and I started laughing when I heard his name. So a question for both of you. Years ago, I think Desmond Ridder was the quarterback, and they were in the booth doing the pregame, one of the pregames, and one guy interviewed Arthur Blank. And so this guy asked Arthur a couple of questions, and DJ must have tried to ask a question. He raised his little hand and his finger up in the air like he was in elementary school to get the guy's attention. The guy looked at him and asked Arthur another question. Then he took his finger and tried to play it off and started scratching his face. And I laughed so hard. So my question is, how are you handling that? Are you getting with that guy at the next break or after the show to kind of like, hey, man, why did you diss me like that?
Gotcha. So I guess... They were doing an interview, right? And me and Randy do this all the time. People don't see it because we're not on TV, but like we normally just go back and forth.
Yes.
Like Randy goes, I go, and Randy goes, I go. But sometimes Randy will ask a question and want to follow up on it. So he'll hit me with the, you know, little hand signal and then he goes. So DJ tried to do that, but the guy didn't.
Oh, okay.
He didn't see it or didn't, whatever.
Okay.
So DJ had his hand up and then just pretended, tried to play it off, scratch his head, which is really funny. And I bet it was funny to see. If it was an accident, there's nothing to say.
Like the funniest thing about that, how you do the question thing, is the whole Shaq when he got mad at Charles Barkley about that. It's supposed to go 1-2-3.
Right.
All right, not 1-3-1. When he got all mad at Chuck that one time. But no, it's not really a big deal.
The only time we ever get messed up is if people give really long answers.
Yes, and we forget.
And then I'll forget who asked the question.
Like, who asked the damn question?
This actually happened recently.
Yes.
it was Joe yesterday. I don't care. I'll throw Joe under the bus. Yeah, Joe gave a long-ass answer, and I couldn't remember if Randy asked the question or if I did.
What the hell was the question?
So I turned the mic. We turned the mics off. I was like, is it you next or me? I don't remember.
Then you asked the same question I was going to ask him.
Okay, yeah, so it worked out.
Yeah, so we were good on that one.
But it has sometimes worked out where we didn't communicate who had asked the question, and then usually I'm the one that forgets. And then Randy looks at me and he's like, oh, all right, I guess I'll ask another one.
But no.
Yeah, but it happens. Andrew's in Morningside. Final question of the day. Hey, Andrew.
Oh, my gosh, you're not going to give me any time. So do you want, respectfully, do you want an Andrew question or do you want like a sports question?
Andrew, we ain't got all day, bro.
Yeah, gosh, I guess we should have got to earlier if you wanted to.
I know.
I'll be honest, Andrew, I'm thrown off, Andrew, because it says Andrew in Morningside and not Andrew in Buckhead, and I'm not acclimated to it yet.
Oh, new crib?
Fine, I moved. It's a nice spot. Have you been to Morningside? It's a nice neighborhood.
Hey, man, no one was being critical. I'm just saying when it said Andrew in Buckhead, I would have got to you faster.
I said, so you finally moved on, got your own spot, huh?
Well, hey, kids walk themselves to school here. I feel weird when I walk around in the morning. It's crazy.
Where even is it? Where's Morningside at? Where is that?
I don't know. Like, East Atlanta. Like, I don't know. I don't know. So, all right. Let me. I want to give you the end of the question because you're going to. Whatever. I'm not. So the question is, what's the most lost you've ever been? So I found a new lady friend, but she lives out, like, on the other side. She lives in Bankhead. Some people call it the Bluff, even. So I left my phone on the charger, got lost,
right,
and basically was like, whatever, I'll make a left here, make a right here, I'll find my way home. No, I didn't. Okay. I was out of pocket for 8 hours.
Okay. Oh,
damn.
Okay. All right. Because we're short on time, we will just answer the question, but thank you, Andrew. And now you're in Morningside. Yeah. I'm acclimated. Most lost you've ever been?
I don't get lost a lot, Andy.
I don't either.
I don't get lost a lot.
I don't either. But
I got a wrong Greyhound bus one time. Or I didn't get off the right Greyhound once.
I did get in the wrong school bus the second day of sixth grade. Yes. I told that story last week. The most lost I ever was me and my when I was in Spain, and me and my buddy Jason just kind of went wandering and pre cell phone,
mm-hmm.
and we were just and it, everyone speaks Spanish,
yeah,
you know, because you're in Spain. And we were just like, I don't know, man. I have no idea. So we walked until we got to the water,
mm-hmm.
and then followed the water back to something we recognized, and then walked down that road back to where we were standing. It took like 4 hours. Because it couldn't ask anybody.
That happens.
My Spanish should have been better. Anyway, takeaways of the day.
Man. As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I forgot my takeaway that fast because I forgot what I was about.
I will say sometimes the most lost I am is during Andrew's question.
Yes, because Andrew, damn, boy. I mean, she took some from him.
I know.
Yeah, she, I don't
get he used to get to the point.
He used to get to the point. Andrew was so sharp with it and everything like that.
But it sounds like he's got a new lady.
Yeah, man.
She lives out there in Bankhead.
I don't know, man.
Which is great.
Andrew, just be careful, man. I know it's hard coming back from a broken heart, brother. I know. All right?
So you got it.
You got it, man.
You got it. We got your back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there it is. They get naked in Dawsonville.
I had a couple, but none of them were better than this one. Randy had a quick to humble you mama.
Yeah, dog.
Which is a good one.
Most of the 70s was better because the people were cooler and that woo-wah wasn't around yet.
Yeah, man.
It wasn't?
It didn't quickly show up.
It would show up.
It was show up.
You got there quick in the 80s.
It would show up.
Midday show apparently quite interested in the keytar. And the elderly have some offensive cheeks.
They can. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.